Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. This week, we're going to be talking about the top three problems of loving again after divorce or the death of your partner. Did you know that 50% of all marriages are ending in divorce, but 58% of those are remarrying? Also, widowhood, the estimated number of widowed persons worldwide as of 2020 is approximately 350 million, with the large majority, approximately 80%, being widowed women. Globally, out of every 15 people in marital ages, one out of every 15 are widowed or widowers. I get it. It generates fear moving forward. But stick with me and you will soon know that you are not alone. If you have watched any of my videos, I love the widower community. You are near and dear to my heart. There are problems, though, with moving forward after loss or divorce. When you know those problems, you'll be able to recognize that pattern in your own life, and then you'll be able to push through and move forward. That through that death, through that divorce, and be the partner you want to be, whether it's with yourself or with someone else. If you're new to watching my show or to listening to my podcast, my name is Camille Bauer. I'm a Cancer widow, subsequent divorcee, and now happily married author and life coach that is passionate about helping you through the hard patches in your life. If you are struggling with moving forward, I get you. After death or divorce, I would love to help you. You could check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. Get on a call. We'll come up with a plan and have you on your way to a happier life. Something, though, that's exciting that I wanted to share before we start this episode is, mark your calendars, September 12th to the 15th. I'm holding my annual Relationship Revolution Challenge. What is it? It's free. It's live with me, and it's 4 days to take one relationship in your life from blah to bliss. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Like, yeah, right, 4 days, how's that possible? But stick with me. The journey of 1,000 miles begins, how? With one small step. And we're going to talk about those habits. Those habits can change anything, including your connections with those you care about the most. This challenge is for you. If you are divorced or widowed, or if you are in a relationship with someone who is divorced or widowed and you want to build a better relationship. So a quick rundown of the challenge that's coming up in September is day one. We're going to talk about one step that you can make right now to a better relationship. Day two, it's going to be one sign of a healthy relationship. Wish I'd have known that sooner. Day three, one relationship killer. And day four is going to be one myth about relationships that you should not believe if you are widowed or divorced. So join the challenge by clicking on the link on my website or in my bio. I'll put it in the comments below, and clicking confirm in your welcome email. You'll get all the bonus material by email, and then you can join me live on my Facebook page each day for your daily challenge and assignment. So again, check out my website. Join my relationship revolution. It's going to be awesome to hang out with you for 4 days, 15 minutes, 4 days in a row. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited. Now let's get back to my top three problems that I want to share that you guys have with loving again after death or divorce of a partner. The number one, hands down, when I'm working with clients is the fear of the past repeating itself or the fear in so many different aspects. But fear is the number one thing. Fear of trusting someone again. Fear of getting invested in someone and then having it break your heart. Fear of them repeating this pattern of losing them, right? That fear is the number one. And I love to help my clients break through that fear barrier. A big piece of my heart, of my life, is my connection to deity. And that has helped push me through so much hard. And let me tell you, I know that you are created and you are divine and that God is there. Whatever that looks like for you, you are part of something bigger that cares about you, that knows that you're scared. And I love to read in the good book, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. It is posted on my fridge and I review it often. And it goes with this number one thing, which is, have not I commanded thee to be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. If you're scared, he knows you're scared and he can help. So don't be scared. With his help, if you need my help, we're going to do it together. We can move forward. Okay, number two problem moving forward is guilt. I work with my clients through definite guilt, right? Especially, you know, I've had dealing with the loss of a partner and that and all the different dimension and dynamic. Somebody, you know, I had their spouse say, well, you should never remarry after me. I want you to, you know, be alone and don't move forward, you know, and that is them in their physical form, but not them in their moving on healthy state that I believe that we all go to when we pass on through this life. So I help with the guilt of moving forward. But today I wanted to give you a quick tip on how to get through that guilt. If you're dealing with this right now, I want you to do my swap exercise, okay? What is that? So if you're not driving, I want you to close your eyes. I know, participate. And I want you to visualize what you, if you were the one that had passed away, what would you want for your spouse? Would you want them to be stuck and then frozen in their grief and sit at home and be miserable and pine away watching videos and not able to progress or move forward? That's not what I would have wanted for my late spouse had the roles been reversed. Luckily for us, and unluckily, I guess, depending on how you look at it, he was dealing with a terminal diagnosis, so we knew. And he was such a big proponent to me moving forward. Camille, I want you to remarry. Camille, I want you to be happy. Camille, even at the end, oh my gosh, I wanted to punch him in the face. I mean, he was trying to hook me up with doctors that he knew, you know, that were single. And I'm just like, seriously. But I still did it, even with that level of support behind me. I still had guilt, okay? So it is normal if you're feeling it, but do my swap exercise. I love to do that with my clients. You can even journal about it or write it down. What was your wish if you had been the one to pass? What do you want for that partner and their life going forward? You want it to be beautiful, right? And full of happiness, laughter, joy. You don't want them to forget you, and you know they never will, but they'll take the best parts of you and the best memories and move forward with more happiness. And I feel that in my own life that, you know, I can look back and honor him, Clint, without the guilt because I know I'm living and living up to the life that He wanted me to have. And whether you're dealing with divorce too, you deserve to have a beautiful life. The third problem is where to meet dateable people, okay? I get approached by this a lot. I'm happily remarried. If you saw my, follow me on anything, a big challenge is meeting dateable people, okay? So we're going to go through that as well. We'll touch a little bit on that in my free challenge. So I'm so excited to throw that by you guys. And I'm going to let out a little, I wasn't going to do this for a couple weeks, but since it is along that note of what we're talking about, I'm going to be releasing a membership. And I'm going to talk about it more in the free program. But if you are a widow, widower, divorcee, and you want to move forward, the partner project is coming up. So get excited for that. But you won't miss out on any details if you jump on my free challenge, The Relationship Revolution, that is coming up in September. Also, crazily enough, and I get asked a lot, and have had consultations with people that are dating someone who's divorced or who has lost a spouse or a partner, and they wanted my insight, tips, tricks, and some help. So if you are in that boat where you are dating someone that fits that demographic, this challenge will be great for you, because I get it. It can be frustrating. You can have those big shoes that you think you need to fill when someone has passed away. You could think, oh man, they're divorced. I shouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. There's this mindset and labels that we put on people. And if you are dating someone that is in that divorced widow, widower, this free challenge is for you as well. So each day I'll touch on my tips that relate to the day's topic. So join me in my free challenge in September. I'll be giving advice each day for you, specifically to help you navigate the waters of moving forward, because that is what life is about. It's about living with hope, with happiness, and carrying their love in our hearts, and knowing that we are worthy of love and that we are deserving of love. And we don't need to feel guilty about that or be scared. So I'm excited. Check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and find out more details about it, or look in the comment box below. Love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you next week.